أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين صدق الله العظيم. The verses, the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke dominantly about the question that the disbelievers would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mockingly, with arrogance, with denial, a great deal of stubbornness. Mata hadha al-wa'du in kuntum sadiqeen. When is the promise, if you are truthful, that this promise is going to come? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَا أَوْ رَحِمَنَا. Allah ta'ala commands our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say as a response to the disbelievers that just see, inform me, in ahlakani Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys me, if Allah brings death upon me, wa man ma'iya, and those who are with me, oh rahimana, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon us. Some of the sahaba used to say that this verse was in actual response to the fact that the Quraysh, the disbelievers, they used to wish for the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believed that the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very temporary message, and that message will last only during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves this world, then that message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also die a natural death, and there will be nobody to take further on this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds that you, O Quraysh, O disbelievers, you are concerned about the life and the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are concerned about the life and the death of my message, the message of Allah. But here is a further and a greater message. And the very beauty of all of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used two words, in ahlakani Allahu wa man ma'iya aw rahimana. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, halak means to destroy, if Allah destroys me, if Allah gives me death. But Allah ta'ala didn't use the word hayat. Allah didn't use the word life. But aw rahimana, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon me. And this is a very clear indication, and all of us need to take note, that this life that Allah has given us is a very great mercy of Allah. In the tafsir of Ar-Rahman, ulama have written that every breath we take, it is the mercy of Allah, because Allah is giving us another opportunity to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah is giving us another opportunity to make tawbah and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every fraction of a second that Allah gives us in this world is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and O Rahimana is actually indicating towards that. Let us seize the opportunities of life, seize the opportunities of the breaths that Allah has left, whatever may be in our taqdeer, and let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is all because of the mercy of Allah. As a matter of fact, ulama have written, even a disbeliever, every breath Allah has spared him is mercy from Allah. Allah has given him another opportunity to leave kufr, to leave shirk, turn to Allah, to make tawbah, and Allah ta'ala is prepared to accept it. فَمِنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then who will save, who will protect the disbelievers from the punishful chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the theme of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing out a very powerful message, that whether Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lives or whether he is no more, that's not the point. The point is, you need to be concerned about yourself. Who is going to save you from the adab of Allah? His being and his not being. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's being on this earth and not being on the earth is not going to make a very great difference to your savior insofar as the hereafter is concerned. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that whoever says after Fajr Salat 7 times and after the Maghrib Salat 7 times, Allahumma ajirini minan nar, Allahumma ajirini minan nar, then, and that person leaves that day, he leaves this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him protection from the fire of Jahannam. Similarly, we find another hadith just for our own purposes of practice that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever seeks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jannat 3 times, in whatever language, O Allah grant me Jannat, O Allah grant me Jannat, O Allah grant me Jannat, or we say it in Arabic, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah, whatever language we know, we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Jannat itself beseeches Allah, O Allah grant this person Jannat. Look at Allah ta'ala's mercy. And then in the same token, that person that seeks Allah's protection from the fire of Jahannam 3 times, then the fire of Jahannam beseeches Allah, Allah protect this person from me. So let us take these beautiful gifts from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let us put it into practice in our lives. Qul huwa ar-Rahman wa amanna bihi wa alayhi tawakkalna. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is Rahman, he is ar-Rahman. See how the surah, whilst it discusses Allah's adab, whilst it discusses Allah's qudrat, it discusses Allah's mercies upon us, Allah's boons and favors upon us, but the surah is replete with the fact that Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most compassionate. That say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most compassionate. Amanna bihi, number one is, I have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this proclamation, Allah is commanding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make. So to a greater extent, we all need to make the proclamation of amanna billah, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa alayhi tawakkalna, and it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we place our trust. Our trust that whether you want us to be alive or not, all of that is in the hands of Allah, and we now resign and we place everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection of our lives, for the betterment of our material world and the hereafter. All of it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But you, O disbelievers, will soon come to know who is that person who is in manifest deviation, and that at that time it will be too late, because there won't be those breaths of this life left anymore. It will be in the hereafter. And now you will realize that you had made a colossal mistake in life by not accepting iman, not turning towards Allah, not seeking and making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then it is too late. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them that inform me that if your waters have to become dry, or if your waters have to sink in deep. Now here Allah Ta'ala used the word ghawran, and many of the commentators have alluded to the fact that it means that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sinks our water, the source of water in Makkah Mukarramah was the well of Zamzam, and there was another well of Maymun that the people of Makkah used to draw their waters from. Now Allah Ta'ala is bringing this in the context of Makkah, but you and I and all of us need to take heed of this, that the water is there, but it is not reachable. The water is right there, but it is sunk into the ground. Now one is not to have water, and one is, you know the water is there, but you are unable to draw that water. That is a greater adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Then who will bring to you waters that are flowing? In other words, on the surface. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. means sweet flowing water that is purified and water that is conducive and suitable for your consumption. And hence in this way Allah reminds us of yet another favor, that you can do whatever you want, O insan. You may have all the technologies in the world, but you can never ever bring and you can never manufacture a basic necessity of yours, and that is water. You can know the construction of water, of hydrogen and oxygen and everything of all of it, but you can never ever bring that water, that even if it is sunk deep into the ground, and you will not be able to bring it up into the surface. And then it comes in the riwayat, in the narration, that when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this, obviously out of salat, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, he used to say, Allahu Rabbil Alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being that brings this water to the ground. So such is the surah. Just to recap, the very first day we had begun, it is a surah that will intercede in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those that recite it at night, in the evenings. And it is a surah that will protect one from the adab of Allah, protect one from the adab of the qabr. So an attempt had been made just to give us the gist of this meaning of the surah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. But now inshallah, when we read the surah, we read it with a little bit of contemplation and understanding of this great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.